It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Studying the book of John, glad that you've joined us today. We're going to read from verse 31 of the 12th chapter, John chapter 12, verse 31 through verse 43 is what we're going to read today. Please that you open your Bibles and read along with me. I want you to see the Word of God today. It's the strength and the power that will save your soul, also give you great victory and peace to walk in this earth and eternal life. It's wonderful to study the Word of God. John chapter 12, verse 31. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located at Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today to study. Now, once again, let's begin reading John chapter 12, verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest the darkness come unto you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goes. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? To whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He hath blinded the eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see, that their eyes with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Let's begin with prayer. Father, I thank you and praise you that we can come together. I praise you for this opportunity. Anytime we have a few minutes to pour over your word, to search your word, it's such a joy. Now please, that you just touch the hearts of all the listeners. Apply your word to their hearts and your will to their hearts, whatever the need may be. Just do it, Lord. Just do it. I just thank you, Father, for praise you for the work that you're doing now, the work that you're going to do, I praise you for. Now please give me wisdom and leadership as we speak your word today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We enjoyed the word last time we were together, and we ended, and I told you that we would go through Revelation 12:10, Revelation 20 verse 3, Revelation 20 verse 10, and what we're looking at and why we're going to those verses of Scripture is because of a question that is lifted up here in verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. How is Satan, the prince of this world, cast out? We can also add to that question, when will the prince of this world, Satan, be cast out? We need to enjoy, and we looked at John chapter 16, verses 7 through 11, the last time we were together, because we looked at the death of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. This was judgment of the world, and the judgment of the prince of this world. That judgment was through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. We live in the world that is judged. It said, He came to die a judgment death for the sins of the world. If the world does not accept this,
the world is judged. How is Satan, the prince of this world, to be cast out? Well, that's what we're going to look at. We've come together today. The defeat of Satan and the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will find at the cross of Calvary, when the Lord Jesus went to that cross. That death that he paid, the death that he had, paid the debt of sin. There is judgment upon this world. And the only way that we can receive our judgment waived, our penalty paid, is to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at the victory that was won at the cross of Calvary and the defeat of Satan. And it will take place, however, in steps or stages. You think that when Jesus died on the cross that Satan would have been totally done away with, that he would have been cast into the lake of fire immediately. He was not. That's not the plan that God has. Now, victory was won, total victory. Satan has no choice in the matter because he is defeated. But there is a time that he will have to continue to deceive and to trick you and keep you away from the truth. But those times will come to an end. Revelation 12:10 will be one of the first steps of Satan's end. And if you will turn with me to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night." Now to begin with, Satan, some things in the Word of God we don't understand, but he has an opportunity to go before God the Father and speak to him. We know that according to what we've read in the book of Job, that he goes right before him, and only what God allows will happen. He said, well, then why does God allow all this trouble and heartache and pain? That is not God's doing. That's sin. Sin came into the world by Adam and Eve, and every person that's ever been born except Jesus, because he was, through the Virgin Mary, fathered of the Holy Spirit. So he did not have the seed of man. He was not born into sin. But everyone else has been and will be till the end of time. Now, as we go through this section of Scripture and we see this sin, and as our physical life continues to deteriorate as we get older, we have more pain, more suffering, the heartache that we have through the lifestyle of many people as the morals of this world continue to deteriorate, and we watch the family after family divorce and children that are born without a father to help raise those children. We see children today being raised in families that are so ungodly, that are involved with the drugs and the alcohol, and the children have no idea who their father is in many cases. Sometimes the children there is my children and your children, and then we bring them together and we have more children, so we have our children. Oh, the difficulties of raising families of that sort, or the difficulties of the father trying to raise the children, or the mother trying to raise the children, or the grandparents trying to raise the children, or somebody else trying to raise the children that nobody could care for or didn't want. What a sad world we live in. What a sad world when an option is to kill a baby before he or she is even born. And I call that a baby because that's exactly what it is. It is murder, and you will pay the price, Mother, if you have chosen that as an option, you, as everyone, needs Jesus Christ, but you need the Lord Jesus, because there'll be a time that you have murdered your baby. And please, you come before God and repent of that sin and ask Him to forgive you for it. He will. Ask Him to forgive you for it. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins, not just that one. All your sin. Please, Lord, forgive me of my sin and come into my heart and save me from my wicked ways. And He will do that. But it's such a sad day today that we live in with all the things that are going on. Well, this action that has taken place, all these things that are going on because of sin in the world, the devil, by his disobedience, was cast out from the presence of the Lord. He still has the opportunity to go before the Lord. But as that took place, the devil decided that he would take everybody with him. You know, misery wants company. And so he's going after everyone that will follow him and listen to him. And he has deceived a multitude. And as his time will begin to come to an end, there's actions that take place. This is one of them, being cast out. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before God day and night." He goes before God and he is an accuser. He brings everything that we do and tries to separate us further from God. As a believer in Jesus Christ, as born again, I've come by faith to the Lord Jesus. When I do something wrong, that old devil is right up before my Heavenly Father, and he is saying to him, "Look what Larry is doing. Look what Larry has done. And please, I come before him, and I ask for his forgiveness, and he has forgiven me." Now, did I regain my salvation? No, but I regained my fellowship. But you know what the Father says when the devil says that to me? He says, "I don't see anything. All I see is the blood of my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because you see, I am covered by the blood, because I've come by faith to the Lord Jesus." But that old devil is up there accusing all the time, and he is taking every person, trying to deceive everyone so that they will not come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a time that he will be cast out of the presence. He will be cast down upon this earth. Well, during that time, it'll be the time of the tribulation. The seven-year tribulation. The church is gone. We talked last time about the rapture of the church. Any person that has come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and been saved will be taken away from this earth and go into the presence of the Lord Jesus and be with Him. And then this terrible time for every person that has not come by faith to the Lord Jesus, all the people, whether they have believed incorrectly because they were taught incorrectly, you're responsible for yourself. And so when this time comes, if the church would be raptured this day, all of a sudden, all true believers, real believers, would be gone. You still show up to your church Sunday morning. Sad to say, a church still may be full. And all of a sudden, your preacher stands up, preaches to you again. But something haunts you, and you begin to remember some words somebody else had said, and you wonder where these people have gone. And all of a sudden, those words haunt you, and you recognize and you remember that they said there would be a time when the Lord Jesus would come. Well, you can blame that preacher that you're listening to because he didn't preach you the truth. You can blame him all you want to. It's still your responsibility, and it's your fault for not paying attention to the truth, the Word of God, and either getting out of there or telling that preacher, "You preach the truth or I'm leaving." Whatever the case might be, I ask you that you go to the Word of God. Stop listening to the philosophy of men and listen to the Word of God. There's going to be a time during that tribulation period, when all you folks that are lost, that you've rejected the gospel to this point in time, maybe you've never heard the gospel, you will move right on, and there'll be all kinds of excuses of where us believers went to. Doesn't matter what the excuse they use, we're going to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus in heaven. It's going to be wonderful to be with Him. You're going to still be here on earth. During that time, the devil will be cast down upon earth, and he will pour out his ugliness like you've never seen before. And you think things are wicked today, you've seen nothing until he comes down here on earth, because he knows his days is being numbered. They're being shortened and there's very few days left. That's going to be the first stage of him being cast down upon earth and showing his true self. Now, Revelation 20, verse 3, there's another step that'll take place, and we find that Revelation chapter 20, verse 3, and cast him, and let me back up to verse 2 so you know who I'm talking about. And he laid hold on that, on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Now, you wonder who I'm talking about? You wonder if there is a literal devil, a literal Satan? Yes, there is. And I hope you haven't been taught that it's just a bad feeling is the devil. It's not a real person. The Satan exists. He is real. And please that you never ignore that, because as he will be loosed upon this earth and be cast down upon this earth for that 7 years, you will find what he is made of and how ugly he can become, and how much trouble there's going to be and pain and suffering there's going to be because of who the devil is and what he is, and you'll know that he's real. There's going to be a time that will come to an end. Because you see, at the close of the 7-year tribulation, the Lord Jesus Christ will come down here upon earth with us, with his army, and will defeat Satan and his followers, all people that follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that have the mark of the beast, remember the 666 that you've heard about so many years? That all takes place during this time. And when the people that are followers of the devil, when they have followed him, there'll be a time that will come to an end. That's not going to last very long. We are told 7 years, and I believe that is 7 literal years that will take place. 3.5 years seems like the devil's going to bring everything together and make peace here on earth, so the people will follow him, but that last 3.5 years, his true color will come, and wars and will come. There's going to be so many things take place here upon earth. I don't really care because I'm going to be gone, but I do care about you and your soul, so I want you to come to Jesus Christ today and be saved. What's going to happen now? 7-year tribulation. During that time, he's cast down from the presence of God, never to go before his presence again upon this earth. Then the next thing that's going to happen to the devil is he's going to be cast into the bottomless pit and shut up and set a seal upon him that he should not deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that, he must be loosed a little season. So you see, that dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, Satan, is bound, and he'll be bound for 1,000 years. To give you a short summary, and it's difficult to do this so quickly, we have the church age that we're in right now. The end of the church age will take place at the rapture of the church as the church leaves, all true believers in Jesus Christ. No church names. Not going to be the name of this church. Every member that's a member of this church, they're not necessarily going. Only if they have come by faith to Jesus Christ is the only way that they're going to be raptured. And so they are taken away at the rapture of the church. The tribulation period is ushered in. 7 years of tribulation. During that time, Satan is cast back down here upon this earth to stay here. And then for that 7 years, he shows his true color and his true strength and what he's really made of. At the close of that, the Lord Jesus Christ, the end of that 7 years, Jesus Christ with his army, which will be us, will come down, and with a spoken word of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will defeat the enemy. And Satan himself and all his followers, but here it speaks clearly of Satan, he will be cast into the bottomless pit, be placed there for 1,000 years. Everyone that was saved during this terrible time, and it's going to be very difficult to be saved, just because of all the tricks and everything that the devil's going to do, you'll be deceived so easily. And so to be saved now, avoid this whole time. People will be saved. They can come to the Lord Jesus during this tribulation period. And those that do will be ushered into this 1,000 years, and they will repopulate the earth for that 1,000 years, and then it'll come to a close again. At the end of that 1,000 years, And also what takes place during that 1,000 years is that Jesus Christ will come down here and rule and reign for 1,000 years. Oh, that'll be a wonderful time. We have the Antichrist. We have the false prophet coming during the 7-year tribulation trying to act like the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you what, Jesus Christ will rule and reign. It speaks as a rod with a rod of iron. Oh, it's going to be wonderful to have the Lord Jesus here upon earth. I believe as a believer, now we will be able to come and go. We can come down to earth, go back to heaven as we like to, as need be. We will be bringing honor and glory unto the Lord. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. But those coming through the tribulation that were saved will be here upon earth, will populate the earth. Jesus Christ will rule and reign. At the end of that 1,000 years, then, remember where Satan's at. He's in the bottomless pit. He'll be held there. There's going to be one more time. If you look to the 10th verse, Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. That will be the final place for the devil. Now, the defeat of Satan, it will go in stages. Yes, when he desired to be as God, was cast, him and his followers, from heaven. He still has the right to go before God. There'll be a time, according to Revelation 12:20, that will end. Then there's a time when he will be bound in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. That will come to pass at the end of the tribulation period. Then at the end of the 1,000 years, he'll be loosed for a season to deceive those people. He'll have one more chance because, you see, you wonder, why is it happening? It's because God wants us to come to him and follow him with our own will. He could require us. He could make us to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. He could make us to bow down to him and praise and honor God our Father. But he does not do it that way. He wants us to serve him as the Romans, book of Romans tells us, whosoever will. He wants us to come by our own choice. He shows us clearly. He even takes our old wicked heart and opens it up to show us by the Holy Spirit what's there. Salvation, sins forgiven, eternal joy and peace with our Heavenly Father. That's what he has to offer. But he will not make us, require us to come to him. This is something that is a decision we need to make. If you'll come by faith to the Lord Jesus, you can be saved. Yes, that devil's out there giving us the other side. Which side do you want? You want to come on God's side, or you going to stay on the devil's side? Because there's only two sides. There's no in-between. And I want you to come by faith to Jesus Christ today. As I enjoy visiting with couples before we have the wedding, we go through many verses of Scripture concerning Jesus Christ and the need to be saved. Because if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, oh, the hope of you ever being happy and not being one of this 50% plus that are in divorce court today is nil to none. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you must come by faith to Jesus and set this home upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. As we look now at the steps of what happened to Satan, and as he was loosed for a season at the end, he goes to deceive. He goes out. God wants us to serve him and to come to him by our own free will. And he will allow Satan a short time to go out and show again who he is and what he is and what he has to offer. And you'll have a decision to make if you were living during that time. Will I come to Jesus or not? Same decision you have to make today. Will you come to the Lord Jesus today for salvation or not? Revelation 12:10, Revelation 20 verse 3, Revelation 20 verse 10 gives us the three steps. Coming, being cast to earth, being locked up in the bottomless pit, and then his eternal home. His eternal home is the 10th verse. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night. That's the same place you're going to be if you don't come by faith to Jesus Christ. That's the stages, the steps, as Satan will find his doom. What about you? Because you see, the Lord Jesus Christ won the battle. Victory is won when he died on the cross of Calvary. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. It had to start with his death. His blood was shed for you and for me. Jesus went voluntarily to the cross of Calvary, being obedient to his God the Father, to his Father. And we need to come voluntarily unto the Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation. It was not only a death of judgment, it was a redemption, a redemptive death as well. If you believe, you will be saved, because that's the price that was paid upon the cross of Calvary for you. As Jesus Christ died on that cross, he took your sins away. But unless you come to him and come freely, I mean, you're not bound, you're not required, you just need to come to him. And when you do, he will forgive you of your sins, set you free. Because you see, the victory has already been won. But the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Are you going to receive this free gift? Are you going to take it? Those that will not will be lost. It's that simple. We must preach the gospel. As we look at these verses of Scripture here, we have looked at Satan and his condition and what's going to take place. Took a little longer there than I had thought we would. Still very important that you see and understand what's going to happen, and there is a literal devil. Don't ever forget that. As we look at these verses of Scripture, once again, John chapter 12, verse 31, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." It started at the cross. When the cross, he was cast out, yes, before that time. But until Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary and died upon that cross, until then, this old devil, the prince of this world, thought he had it made. And even when Jesus died on the cross, he still thought he had it made, because, you see, he didn't understand. But I believe when Jesus rose from that grave, when he came out 3 days later, I believe that's the time when the devil knew he was beaten. He was defeated. We know here that the prince of this world shall be cast out. We looked at those verses of Scripture. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Be lifted up. This, he said, signifying what death he should die. Verse 33 tells us. A death of redemption. He died on the cross that you and I can live. Lifted up means crucified, but it also means glorified. Remember when we moved up earlier and we found concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, "Father, glorify thy name." Yes, when Jesus went to the cross, he was crucified. Lifted up, he was also glorifying and being glorified. The Son of Man was glorified by being crucified. It's such a joy to study the Word of God. And again, we spent more time in Revelation there than I thought we would today. We're going to begin with some more verses of Scripture next time we're together. We're going to begin with John chapter 6, verse 44 and 45, John chapter 8, verse 28. And please that you would look ahead, read those verses of Scripture, that you may be ready next time we come and be able to look to those verses as we study those. We'll begin with these same verses next time we come together. Please that you will listen. The Scripture verses that we've read today speaks of the light. Walk while ye have the light. The middle of verse 35 tells us. Please, will you come to Jesus Christ today? Today is the day of salvation. Don't tarry. Don't wait any longer. Please ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to save you. You don't have to go through this tribulation period. You can go immediately. And if you die today and not see that tribulation, you'll still end up where the devil's going. And let me tell you quickly where that's at. The lake of fire, where there's eternal heat, eternal fire, the gnashing of teeth, the pain is so great. Oh, my friend, come to Jesus today and be saved. What are you going to do about the Lord Jesus?